With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump was on the stump in New Hampshire yesterday. He vowed that if reelected, he will provide more medical facilities and more housing for Americans' veterans.
A personal mission to completely eradicate veterans' homelessness in America. You know, we were doing a great job with it, and then a terrible thing happened. We were doing so well with it, and then these guys get in, and they treat the illegal aliens just pouring into our country better than they treat our veterans. I mean, they stay in the best hotels.
Mr. Trump is leading all GOP candidates in the polls. He's also leading President Biden in several. House Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled his plan to avoid a partial government shutdown, which could happen at the end of this week. It would extend government funding for some agencies into January, others into February. The White House says it doesn't like it. The Federal Trade Commission reports that last year consumers lost $8.8 billion to scammers.
And older adults lost the most money compared to other age groups, according to AARP. Two of the most common are the grandparent and romance scams. Other common scams are investment scams, tech support scams, and impersonation scams. And while sometimes conversations about online safety can be complicated to navigate, the National Council on Aging recommends families talk about scams more often in their day-to-day lives. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A new study finds the popular weight loss drug Wegovy reduced the risk of serious heart problems by 20% in certain people. The international trial showed the weekly injections prevented heart attacks, strokes, and heart-related deaths. This is SRN News. Some Republicans in the House say they'll vote against a spending bill for D.C. and a variety of federal agencies, including the Treasury Department, due to language restricting abortion.
At issue is a provision in the Financial Services and General Government Appropriations Act to restrict federal funding from being used to enforce Washington, D.C.'s Reproductive Health Non-Discrimination Act, a 2014 law that prohibits employers from discriminating against employees who seek an abortion or contraception. Congressional Republicans have long targeted the legislation, which funds the Treasury Department, the White House, the federal judiciary, and the nation's capital. Edwin Mora, Washington.
It's never too early to start prepping for Christmas, especially when you have to muster more than 100 people and a small herd of animals. Churches across the country are laying the groundwork for their Living Nativity presentations. A number of them will be quite elaborate, we're told. This is SRN News. Georgia just kept perking along yesterday as the college football season begins to wind down.
It was a slugfest at first, but the number two CFP-ranked Georgia Bulldogs pulled away in the second half and went on to rout number nine Ole Miss 52-17. The Dogs attacked on the ground and through the air. Kendall Milton racked up 127 yards and scored a pair of touchdowns. Dejon Edwards also scored two for Georgia, and quarterback Carson Beck threw for 306 yards and a touchdown.
All three facets of the game, we played so well and executed at such a high level. O-line was rolling, running backs were rolling, pass game was rolling.
Brock Bowers, returning from an ankle injury, caught an 8-yard pass for a score in the fourth quarter. I'm Gary McKillops.
Today is Sunday, November the 12th. It's the 316th day of 2023. There are just 49 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1927, Joseph Stalin became the undisputed ruler of the Soviet Union. This is SRN News.